Do a quick 15 minutes of game day uncensored. Brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV. For those who never want to lose their edge, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And if we look ahead to Sunday, you'll have game day uncensored beginning at 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Adam Beasley, Omar Kelly, breaking down Miami and Arizona. Dolphins are a 3-point favorite, believe it or not, over the Cardinals. But yesterday, Crowder disappeared for a couple hours today to tape Saquon Barkley with the pivot. But yesterday, when we were reacting to the Dolphins game, I had asked Crowder for some letter grades, and I said coaching, and he said F. And then I read from USA Today, they had coaching at a B-. And he couldn't believe that. And I wanted to share today from the Sun Sentinel, they did letter grades on all the positions and coaching, and then they did stock up, stock down. I'm just going to give you coaching because it's a different grade than what we heard yesterday. In the Sun Sentinel, they give coaching a D. Still better than Crowder's F, but still a D. And they write, okay, we all clamored for the Dolphins to stick with the run after it was effective in the previous win against New England. But no one said take Hill and Waddle out of the game entirely to get it done. Also, the decision to kick the long field goal instead of going for it on 4th-and-1 after Ingold was stopped on 3rd-and-1 could be questioned, but the points were vital there if Miami could have gotten that kick to go through. So I agree. There is no scenario in the world that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle should be as useless as they were on Sunday. That, to me, is on coaching and on the quarterback. I give coaching either a D or an F when it comes to Sunday's game. But I do agree with the decision to kick the field goal. Missing that field goal in a dome, that's on Jason Sanders. You've got to hit that field goal if you're an NFL kicker. So I don't mind going for the field goal there. In the Sun Sentinel, stock up and stock down. Stock up, Jonnu Smith. That's an easy one. We've gone from Miami's new tight end and being a complete non-factor early in the season to now being the only pass catcher the Dolphins can find. His big game, although it came down with so much of the Colts' defensive attention geared towards Hill and Waddle, can give to a big boost over the middle upon his return. An honorable mention for Hand on the defensive line. He's played more than 30 defensive snaps in 4 consecutive games, contributing 3 tackles, 1 for loss, and a quarterback hit on Sunday. Stock down, according to the Sun Sentinel, Tyreek Hill. Also an easy one, they say, after he was taken out of the game by Indianapolis's pass defense, which entered ranked 26th. Sure, the quarterback play has something to do with it, but at 294 receiving yards through 6 games, it's not even a guarantee he'll end up with a 1,000-yard season, let alone his previous lofty goals of 2,000 from last season. I disagree with that. I don't think any of that's on Tyreek Hill. You can't tell me that Tyreek Hill is doing anything different this season than he did last season or the seasons with Kansas City. This, for me, is all quarterback play. And when you write there that the Indianapolis defensive backs shut him down, even though they're ranked 26th, I would submit to you, no, they're ranked 26th because they're not very good. That's another reason the quarterback needs to get the ball up in the air towards Tyreek Hill.
At least give him a chance, which is what you were saying yesterday. Like, at a certain point, just throw the ball. Like, he's double covered. Who cares? He's Tyreek Hill.
Who
just
cares?
Give him a chance. Give him a chance. I'd rather the ball go towards Tyreek Hill and it gets picked off, but at least you're trying to get him the ball. You're trying.
That game was so frustrating on so many levels, but for me, the most frustrating part was watching Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle not get targets.
Run wind sprints. They're doing cardio out there, Hawk.
Crazy. I mean, just crazy to me. Literally. Throw the ball up in the air.
Yeah.
Try to get a PI.
Throw it as far as you can. 10 times. Throw it as far as you can 10 times. And at least one of those 10 times, Tyreek Hill is going to find a way to go get the ball.
Absolutely infuriating. But it does remind me, and we started the show, if you weren't listening at 2 o'clock, I read to you and Crowder a David Fioronis tweet. The Miami Dolphins passing leaders through six games. The passing leader for the Miami Dolphins through six games is Tua Tagovailoa, who has played six quarters.
Oh, my God.
Great. He's got 483 yards passing. Tyler Huntley has 377 yards. Skylar Thompson, 187 yards. And Tim Boyle, 153 yards. The fact that you've played six games and Tua played a game and a half and is still your leading passer doesn't say to me that Indianapolis shut down Tyreek Hill, because they didn't play Indianapolis for 4.5 games. It's an indictment on your backup quarterback play. Period, end of story.
This is where you and I differ. It is an indictment on the backup quarterback play, and I'm with you. The Dolphins obviously dropped the ball in a very big way by not having a good backup quarterback. Like, we're in agreement there. But I still think you have Tyreek Hill, you have Jalen Waddle, you have weapons, you have Odell Beckham Jr., who you got, you have Jonnu Smith. I mean, you have guys, Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, who can also catch passes in the backfield. It is, to me, more of an indictment on the head coach not figuring out a way, Hawk, to adjust and to find ways, regardless of the situation, regardless who's throwing passes, to get those guys the ball. After four games and a bye week included, 5 weeks to figure it out for one game to at least
quarterbacks who are literally incapable of getting the ball out to them.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I saw it with Tyler Huntley. I saw it with Baltimore. I'm not saying he turned into Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. I'm not saying that. But he didn't look like this. He didn't look this inept with Baltimore. He won some games with Baltimore, filling in for Lamar Jackson. Harbaugh figured out a way, despite his deficiencies, to put him in a position to make some plays. Mike McDaniel has not figured out a way, despite having 5 weeks to do so, to put his players in a position to make plays. That, to me, is a huge, huge indictment on the head coach. Huge.
It's fair. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But for me, knowing what the Dolphins offense has done with Tua and Mike McDaniel, and watching what's happened since, that's an indictment, to me, on personnel. Now, could Mike McDaniel figure out some way to maximize their talents? Maybe. Okay, I'll give you that. John Harbaugh seemingly had more success with Tyler Huntley than Mike McDaniel has had. But the personnel decisions of keeping Skyler over Mike White, bringing in Tim Boyle over anyone, literally anyone, and then just trying to make it work with Tyler Huntley when he's been on the team for 2-3 weeks. Just bad personnel decisions, right, over and over and over again.
Agreed. And I'm the blame here. I'm the guy who said Skylar Thompson. I was the leader of the Skylar Thompson Brigade. So clearly I don't know anything either. But, bro, this guy is under Mike McDaniel for 3 years, and he made no progress? From the last time we saw him almost beating Buffalo in a playoff game, he made no progress. He got worse over 3 years. Aren't you supposed to be developing him? There's a reason they kept him. Isn't it the head coach's job to develop a player you've kept for 3 years to make him better under your guidance? And they didn't?
Somebody texts in, tweets in, guys, they were playing two safety over the top. Essentially, both Tyreek and Waddle were double covered. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. In that easy tweet explanation, then you can never have a star receiver in the NFL. Play two safety over the top, you never have a star receiver because everybody's double covered. It just doesn't work that way. The reason that Tyreek Hill gets as much money as he does, the reason Jalen Waddle gets the contract extension that he does, is because they're able to make you pay if you double team them. You are able, a good quarterback and a good scheme and a great receiver is able to figure out a way to beat a double team. It's as silly as saying, oh, you want to take Michael Jordan out of the game? Double team him. Like, there's a reason that they're superstars at what they do. So I get conceptually going into a game. But Randy Moss went into every game with a defensive coordinator saying, we'll double Moss. And guess what? Randy Moss still had 12 receptions for 160 yards. It's not because they forgot he was out there. Because the quarterback had either A, the confidence to throw it to him even if he was double covered. B, he was running routes that got himself free of the double coverage. Or C, he's just better than the double coverage. And that's how I feel about Tyreek Hill. I get it. I get going into a game and ostensibly scheming out their best offensive threat. But why wouldn't every team do that against every top receiver? Why wouldn't every top receiver end a game with one reception for 8 yards?
Yeah, and when I'm putting the blame on McDaniel Hawk, don't get it twisted. You know how I feel about Chris Greer. Like, I'm not saying that this doesn't fall on him, because I think part of it is an offensive line that has holes outside of your two tackles, maybe. And the other part of it is just the fact that they're not well built anywhere outside of Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Tua Tagovailoa. But to your point, how did Randy Moss continue to get targets? Well, there was a scheme drawn up by a play caller, by an offensive coordinator, to figure out a way to get the guy who's the highest paid player on your roster the ball. And who's responsible for that? Mike McDaniel.
Do you think Tyreek Hill wasn't getting double teamed last year?
Right.
Right. It's such a simple, like, I get it. If I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm going to say, hey, we got to double team Tyreek Hill, or we got to play two safety over the top because we don't want to have the receivers beat us. But guess what? They were saying that all last season, and Tyreek's flirting with 2,000 yards.
And it's not just this game, man, because, you know, people are saying, oh, there were plays, Huntley just didn't get the ball to him. Man, this isn't just a one-game sample size. You're talking about four games with different quarterbacks, not just Huntley, Skyler, Boyle, Huntley. 4 games where Mike McDaniel couldn't figure out how to get Waddle and Tyreek the ball, Hawk. 4 games.